That's it. I'm doing it. I'm throwing out all my socks and starting over.
And they say Tina was brave for leaving Ike.
Ow, ow. Oh, God. Oh, my gosh. You cut yourself.
Hey, don't get blood on my eggs.
We're getting concerned that Lily hasn't developed an adequate sense of empathy.
Insofar as she doesn't have any at all.
Oh, okay, that's good. I can feel that working.
I know, I can finally breathe.
Oh.
I can't hear myself think.
Nice preview of our sunset years.
She literally pulled the plug on us.
I wasn't going to mention the other job offer to my dad, but I didn't want him just hearing about it. So after wrestling with it all day, I decided to tell him.
Hey, you're in early.
Are you ready to have a laugh?
Janice's haircut? Uh-huh. Give her some slack. She just went through a breakup with a woman, I assume, based on the haircut.
Nope, it's even funnier. So, you know how hard I've been working on the Grand Royal Hotel account?
Not giving raises till next year, but go on.
They offered me a job. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe not crazy, but trying to poach the boss's daughter? I must have impressed him.
You gotta take this offer.
Right?
Higher salary, better benefits. I mean, you might have to travel more, which is time away from Phil. Nothing but upside.
He was right. It was a great opportunity. I may have been a bit hasty turning down that job offer so quickly. Do you think you could give me a day or two to think about it? Yes, it would mean leaving my dad, but this was business. It wasn't personal. Plus, clearly my father doesn't care if I live or die.